The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. Among the many things that kind of make me scratch my head and wonder about, well, the left and those that don't understand basic economics, kind of like the woman NBA player complaining about not getting paid as much as men when the WNBA creates $25 million a year in revenue and the men's NBA creates $7.4 billion in revenue. You can only pay what's produced at the gate, and until women's basketball produces more fans, more interest, more viewership, more butts in the seat, women's basketball players aren't going to get paid what men's basketball players get paid when they generate the eyeballs. It's simple economics. You're also seeing folks on the left complain that we've got to raise the minimum wage, and we're seeing it take place around the country, where some places you're seeing $15 minimum wage at fast food restaurants. And you're seeing some legislative efforts to force a minimum wage of $15, $16, $17 an hour so that people will have a living wage. The problem with that is it incentivizes businesses to, well, make a profit, which means that if they can find a machine, kind of like those machines you're starting to see in fast food restaurants and grocery stores where you can just put in your own order or run your own groceries through the payment process without having a human interaction, it's a lot cheaper. They don't have to worry about people showing up for work. They don't have to worry about withholding taxes. They don't have to worry about the issues that come with personnel. They don't have to worry about health care. It's cheaper. And there is a price point. I don't know whether it's $15, whether it's $16, but there is a price point where it's cheaper to automate than it is to pay people. We've seen it throughout history, whether it was the invention of the cotton gin or other automatic ways to pull in crops, whether it was more automatic sewing machines that, well, kind of displaced some of the folks that were using needle and thread. Automation has been a part of innovation throughout the history of mankind. And you're seeing more and more robotics. You're seeing more and more ways by which employers can use technology to replace people. It's a sad fact. It's a sad truth. There are still other jobs out there. But when you raise the cost of human employment, you can pretty soon price your way out of business. And we're starting to see that. And we're starting to see protests from unions complaining about people being technologied out of business. It's a sad truth. It's a sad fact of life. And you're going to see more of it rather than less of it in the years to come. I'm Steve Gill. Have a great rest of the evening. Go to TennesseeStar.com to find out more.